New research from Monash University is offering a roadmap to help Australians read more often by turning reading into simple, everyday habits. The study, with Creative Australia and Australia Reads, follows a recent report which found that about 55% of readers and 50% of non-readers say they read less than they intend to. The research looks at how to close the gap between wanting to read and actually reading. The Wire's Momina Shakur spoke with lead researcher Dr. Brianna Wright.
So there has been this decline that we're seeing in recreational reading. What our research has told us is that the reasons for that decline are varied and they change depending on the type of reader as well. Some of the common reasons are related to competing priorities during people's leisure time, not being able to necessarily find books that match people's reading interests, and also people have a reasonable amount of leisure time, but at the moment it can be quite fragmented depending on their lifestyle, so they might not feel like they have a lot of leisure time, even though they do.
The research focuses on simple actions. What's one easy change people could make to read more?
I'm going to break this down into two kind of areas. The first is easy things that people can do to find books that they want to read. And that's because you can't read a book that you haven't found yet. So if you're struggling to find books that you want to read, using really simple tools like library apps and curated recommendation lists are really great ways to find books that might interest you. If you have no problem finding books and it's just making time to read, there's something called setting intentions that is a really powerful tool. And this is looking at your calendar and figuring out when you enjoy reading and trying to carve out time to just start getting that behaviour incorporated into your life.
For me, I struggle with consistency. So I've joined a couple of book clubs that's helped me keep that momentum going throughout the year of reading. What would you recommend for someone that struggles with that consistency?
So consistency can be hard because like there are a lot of unexpected events that pop up. Finding like a regular time that works for you when you're less likely to be interrupted. For a lot of people, that's bedtime. But there are lots of people that don't like reading at bedtime because they're too tired or they start to kind of zone out a little bit. So for some people, it might be on a weekend morning or it might be on their commute. A really resonant kind of strategy was actually people starting to listen to audiobooks while they're commuting to work. So they can be really easy ways just to get more consistency in people's lives. But also, as you mentioned, things like book clubs are fantastic because they add a bit of social pressure. You've got to read the book before you meet everybody. And so it's a bit of a social commitment. So that's actually a fantastic way if you enjoy.
I mean, we talked about how to read more consistently, but why is it important to read?
So there are lots of benefits that come from reading, but I also want to say, like, it's okay not to read. Not everybody enjoys reading, and it's certainly not going to be something that every single person wants to do, and that's completely fine. But we know that it helps relieve stress. It can increase empathy. There are studies that show that it helps us sleep better. It can increase how we can relate to people. And also people just tend to really enjoy reading. They find it a really enjoyable leisure activity. And in some of our research, we've found that it brings people a lot of comfort. The main emotion that people associated with reading for leisure was comfort. And that is a stark contrast to quite a lot of other leisure activities, especially like things like social media.
Is there a way we can shift, I guess, our brains to think of reading as something more enjoyable instead of something we need to do?
Yes. So our research really clearly told us actually that thinking about reading not in like a pressured way as something that we have to do, and especially that there's not certain books that we should be reading, you know, that some books are better than others. Reading books that you want to read is the most important thing in this space. So not feeling like, you know, you've got to read those long classics because you just got to know what they're about. Reading what you want, whether that's a graphic novel, whether that's an adventure, crime, romance, like all of these are fantastic categories.
And what role do libraries have in making, I guess, reading more accessible?
So libraries are a fantastic resource for many reasons, but particularly because we can borrow books there for free. So they make it really accessible. And also librarians and people that work at libraries are wonderful fountains of information about what books are out there, what people like you might be reading. I just saw somebody suggest that having a recently returned trolley at their library was really helpful because they could see things that people had just been borrowing and reading. So libraries are just this wonderful centre of free, accessible books, and also a great place to help us find the books that we're most likely to enjoy. And that's before we even go to the library app, which have even broader catalogues that we can access. And they don't just have physical books, but we can also access ebooks and audiobooks, which open up the opportunity for us to read while multitasking, for example.
I like the idea of the recently returned trolley. That seems...
Isn't it great? Knowing what other people in your community have been reading, like being a bit of a sticky beat, that really appeals to me.